It's been a couple of years, but the UFC is coming back to Toronto December 8th, Saturday night, UFC 231. Tickets go on sale this Friday for the show at Scotiabank Arena. And joining me in studio is David Shaw, Senior Vice President for a bunch of stuff. I'm going to call you the Prime Minister because that's what I, in Canada, that's what we do. So thank you so much for joining us, first of all.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
So Toronto back on the UFC, calendar. It's been a couple of years. Last time you guys were here, we had Max Holloway in the main event against Anthony Pettis. Take me through sort of the process of, bringing another pay-per-view back to Toronto.
So when we come to Toronto, we always want to bring a big event. Mm-hmm. We are indeed doing that this time. Toronto is a pay-per-view market, deserves championships. That's why we've got two on this one. We want to continue to get back to Canada three times a year. One time will always be a pay-per-view. And so, it had been 2 years on the nose, and for us it made sense to get back and at a time when, we can line up a pretty good card for the fans here. So we're ecstatic.
Absolutely. And Toronto has a long history of putting on really exciting shows. The last time you guys were here with Max and Anthony in the main event, a lot of fans were kind of like, is this pay-per-view? Like, they were kind of, not super stoked about it. And then you watch the show. Yeah. And it was one of the best cards of the year, if not the best card of the year. And, we've had Jones and Gustafson, which was arguably the greatest fight ever. We had the 55,000 at Rogers Center with GSP and Jake Shields. So this card is right up there with as far as quality goes, because you got the main event of Max and Brian Ortega, and then you got the co-main event, Valentina and Joanna. Yeah. So take me through sort of putting together this card and, rewarding the Toronto fans for being so, I guess, patient and loyal.
Yeah, nice to have Max again, not only because he performed so well and won that interim belt last time he was here against Pettis, but, as you could see today, guy's a Raps fan.
Yeah.
I mean, Hawaiian guy, featherweight champion, hasn't lost in 5 years, 12 straight wins, 9 of which have been finishes, and the guy walks around wearing a, retro Vince Carter jersey.
I love it.
It's awesome. It's awesome. So that was really important. Plus, the best part about this fight is that there is a level of authenticity to this fight that is almost unparalleled with any other matchup. You've got the number one contender in Brian Ortega fighting against Max Holloway. It's a fight that everyone wants to see. It fights we've tried to do before. Luckily, it lines up for Toronto, which is great. And then, that'll come hot off the heels of Joanna versus Valentina, which is almost, in effect, a super fight.
Yeah.
Right? Joanna coming up from 115, Valentina coming down from 135 after a pretty masterful performance a year and a half ago against Nunez. That's going to be a barn burner as well. We're stoked for that.
And it was close to not happening in Toronto, but thankfully, that was one of the fights that I was super stoked about when I first heard it. It is officially back on the Toronto show.
Huge, huge. Yeah. And then, a sleeper, which I hope people pay attention to, is this fight between Maheta, between Thiago Santos and Jimmy Manoa, two top 10 guys in that division. They were supposed to fight as the main event in Sao Paulo on September 22nd. That got pushed due to injury. Now we've got it on Toronto, and it kind of rounds out what's going to be a pretty compelling main card for all fans here. And you mentioned 206. That was a big night for us. Mm. You couldn't find a seat. It came, it was the same night as the MLS final that night.
Yeah, well, I remember.
Bitterly cold in Toronto. We had this whole influx of people.
That's why I'm worried about Max coming back here. Like, you have a Hawaiian guy coming back in December. What are you doing to him?
He'll be good. And Ortega's a California guy that I'm not sure if you've seen any videos of him, but he spends a lot of time in his backyard that he's kind of set up as if it's like, kind of beach area. Yep. And so he's got that same sort of sensibility. These guys will be fine. The ACC, the Scotiabank Arena will be hot enough.
I do it all the time.
As it is. Good to be back. You mentioned 206. The Doohoo Choi fight against Cub was, arguably one of the best fights of all time. Mm-hmm. And then you had Cowboy head kick Matt Brown, which was pretty thrilling as well. So we're excited to be back. Huge market for us with all our partners here. Dana loves coming to Toronto. He legitimately does. He's very, very grateful for the support we always get from Toronto fans. He loves being in the city, the restaurants and bars and hotels. We're very thankful for the support that we've got over the years since that UFC 129 event at Rogers Stadium, Rogers Center, in front of 55,000 people. Yeah. So it's going
to
be good.
A lot of Canadians on this card, too, which is really nice. But when you guys come back to Canada, we got Elias Theodoro, who's a local guy. Chad LaPriest.
He's got a big fight.
He does have a big fight. Yeah. And it maybe could catapult him into, the top 10 of the middleweight division. He's a friend of the station. So it's nice to see the Canadians getting repped as well.
Yep. OAM, Chad LaPriest, Dawoodu. We mentioned
McDessie,
Elias.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, John McDessie. So it's going to be, what we try to achieve with pay-per-view events is have a very robust roster of international stars. And we've got that in champions and former champions that we've previously mentioned. And then you got this great balance between Canadian athletes that are, on the up and up, and guys who've been around for a long time. I mean, McDessie has... you know, he's been around for the UFC for at least 9 years.
Yeah.
And
he's an OG.
What's that?
He's an OG. He's been
an OG. And yeah, I mean, listen, it's nice to be back in Toronto.
I got to put you on the spot. Was there any discussion of George on this card? You know, Canadian fans love GSP.
We're always trying to get George on any card. Yeah. Couldn't happen for Toronto. Pretty confident it's going to happen next year.
Okay.
With George, listen, he has deservedly so. He's built the right to, you know, be a bit more selective in what he wants to achieve. And we know the guy wants to perform hard and make some money and do well in the sport. I think, you know, he pursues this noble cause and very spiritual cause as a spiritual guy of trying to fit the best fights that are right for his legacy and right for his matchup. And so for him, you know, I think he's really looking at a short list of candidates that probably will need to look to 2019 for him to compete against. But, you know, the guy's amazing. He's done so much for the sport here in Canada. You know, one of the legends of all time. And one of the reasons, quite frankly, that the sport has developed as, you know, quickly and progressively as it has in this country. And we're always very thankful for when he's around.
Absolutely. Moving away from UFC 231, which, by the way, is Saturday, December 8th at Scotiabank Arena. Tickets on sale this Friday through Ticketmaster. Max Holloway defending the featherweight title against Brian Ortega. We got Valentina Shevchenko, Joanna Champion, I guess former champion now, as the co-main event. You know, all kinds of Canadians on that card. MSG is coming up next month. And, you know, it was touch and go as far as sort of a main event goes. We have one now, and it's a kind of a quick turnaround for Big Derek there after he took his shorts off in the octagon. Take me through sort of the, you know, the matchmaking process for that.
For the old Black Beast. Well, I think Derek was ranked maybe number two prior to the event, with Volkov ranked number one, obviously behind Cormier. That was a pretty dramatic knockout. I mean, Derek Lewis looked like he was out in the first.
That got me back off the couch. Like, I was at home watching it, and I jumped off the couch. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It was staggering. He got back up, weathered the storm, got through round two, round three, nearing the end, was able to KO Volkov with a thunderous bomb. I mean, completely dummied him. And event was over. And, you know, we've been looking to try to figure out what kind of meaningful matchup we could put at the Garden, because MSG is a special place for us. It's a home of combat sports. Mm-hmm. It's a flagship event. We want to be there every single year. And it made sense to make this fight happen. I think, you know, DC was looking to potentially fight a little later, either this year or early next year. He decided to step up and take Derek Lewis. So it's exciting. Weidman and Rockhold, Izzy Adesanya against Brunson, sort of a middleweight extravaganza. And the card's going to be sweet.
Mm-hmm. You know, content is a big part of what you oversee for UFC.
Yep.
The 25 series documentaries, which I just watched the Matt Hughes one. And like, you get so emotional watching these, and they're so well done. For those of us who haven't, you know, don't know about these documentaries that are available through Fight Pass, take me through sort of the content that you guys are providing with that.
Great. Yeah, great question. So what we wanted to do is encapsulate the 25-year history of the UFC by going out and getting very well-known directors to come in and produce short-form content. Each episode of the 25 episodes representing something notable that happened during that year. So the Matt Hughes episode was one that we released first. I think we've got episodes up to 4 and 5 that are coming out this week. You got everything from, you know, like the history of the Octagon and who is actually responsible for creating the Octagon.
Which is a fascinating story because no one can really agree on that, right?
Yeah, well, it's one of those things where, like, you got five different people putting up their hands and saying, no, it was my idea. And so that turned out well, considering it was also done digitally.
It was animated, cool.
In an animated format. So lots of fun. All the way to giving you some insight into what happened when Ari Emanuel at WME IMG, now Endeavor, bought the company 2 years ago from Lorenzo and Frank and Dana. So, and every story in between, we wanted to try to take the approach where you've got stories that haven't been told. So, you know, but go back to George. George has always talked about the story being, you know, bullied when he was younger, starting to take karate, getting really into it. That's an amazing story. It's been told a couple times. We wanted to find new stories that fans hadn't heard, but one that were indicative of, you know, that particular moment in time and what was happening with the UFC in the stages of development. And so it's a pretty cool series, and there's a couple in there that I'm sure will win some awards. Available on Fight Pass here in Canada.
Absolutely. Saturday, December 8th, UFC 231, Scotiabank Arena. Tickets on sale this Friday through Ticketmaster. David, thank you so much for joining
me in
studio. It was great to pick your brain. Let's not make it as rare recurrence, because I love talking MMA.
Here anytime you need me. Thanks a lot.